Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, July 11th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Investor News Breaks, Rare Biotech Story. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, founder shares vision in Smart Money Circle podcast. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, founder and president Sergey Melnyk, shared his vision for the company on the Smart Money Circle show. Unlike most early-stage biotech companies, Nutriband is already generating revenue from its manufacturing facility in North Carolina. The company recently launched a mosquito-repelling patch approved for sale in Costa Rica. Melnyk's no-nonsense approach and focus on long-term value position Nutriband as a rare biotech story led by integrity and innovation. The company's Aversa technology aims to prevent abuse, misuse, diversion, and accidental exposure of drugs with abuse potential. For more information about Nutriband Inc., visit www.nutriband.com.
Investor News Breaks GlideLogic Corp., USOTC, GDLG, releases first fully AI-authored novel, The 13th Proposal. GlideLogic Corp., GDLG has released The 13th Proposal, a political thriller entirely authored by artificial intelligence. The 80,000-word English novel created by GlideLogic's Novagen AI platform using Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro showcases the collaborative creativity between humans and machines. CEO Fred Shea emphasized the company's dedication to responsible innovation and the potential for AI to enhance human imagination. The novel is now available on Amazon Kindle, marking a milestone in AI-driven storytelling. For more information about GlideLogic Corp., visit www.glidelogic.ai. Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI, NASDAQ DVLT, files federal lawsuit alleging market manipulation, defamation, and securities fraud. DataVault AI, DVLT, filed a federal lawsuit in the Northern District of Illinois alleging securities fraud, defamation, and intentional tort tied to naked short selling and online misinformation. The complaint names unknown defendants and claims manipulative tactics, including spoofing and spreading defamatory falsehoods on StockTwits and LinkedIn. Lead counsel Jacob Frankel aims to hold accountable those responsible for conduct undermining DataVault AI's stock despite positive disclosures and partnerships in 2025. DataVault AI is a leader in AI experience, valuation, and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment, offering solutions in acoustic science and data science divisions. The company's technology suite provides AI and ML automation, detailed analytics, and marketing automation. For more information, visit www.datavaultsite.com.
Why thefts of catalytic converters have plummeted in the U.S. Catalytic converters, crucial for reducing pollutants in vehicle exhaust systems, have seen a decrease in thefts in the U.S. Law enforcement battles with thieves highlight the value of platinum group metals in these components. In 2022, 548 converters were stolen in New York City. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., YS American, PLG, PTM are making strides in their operations. Mining Newswire, a platform focusing on global mining and resources, provides access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Chinese firm BYD to commence vehicle assembly in Brazil. Chinese electric vehicle giant BYD is set to begin assembling battery electric vehicles in Brazil this year. BYD first entered the Brazilian market in 2021, selling over 100,000 electric cars before import tariffs were reintroduced. This move could jeopardize BYD's access to its largest foreign market. It would be interesting to hear what ideas firms like SolarBank Corp. have for expanding their presence in the green energy sector. Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., ESAUF, unveils deep-seated district-scale potential at Montauban Project. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB as ESAUF, has unveiled significant district-scale potential at the Montauban Project in Quebec. Results from the recent ambient noise tomography survey conducted by Core Technologies revealed deep geological structures suggesting a possible volcanogenic massive sulfide system. The survey exceeded expectations by imaging down to 1,200 meters, identifying extensive features for exploration. ES Gold is integrating these findings with historic drill holes and VTM data to create a new 3D geological model. Director André Gauthier believes Montauban could evolve into a vertically integrated system with global scale potential, showcasing the company's commitment to responsible mining practices and sustainable resource recovery.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.